I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love.
Ow!
I'm all shook up.
Talking earthquakes at Rose Beyond the House. Not a topic we get to address very often here in the great state of Arizona, but we've had a few.
You're lighting up the phones here.
The last 10 years. You know, it reminds me, the first guy that came on, Craig, in the bed, in the master bedroom, in Ahwatukee, feeling it all shake and rumble. You know what that reminded me of?
No telling.
Those old vibrating machines you used to get at the cheap motels on Route 66. Rummy, you probably have never stayed in a motel. There used to be little quarter machines you would put in the whole mattress. It was supposed to shake you to sleep. I never could figure out what was supposed to be relaxing about that.
Maybe it was for people from California trying to make them feel at home as they're on the road.
Hey, before we went to bottom of the hour break, we had Stephen online. We want to bring him back into the conversation. He was at Ground Zero. He was in Black Canyon City. Stephen, sorry to cut you short, but this story sounded way too good to rush you, man. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, no, not a problem.
Okay, so let's reset. So your parents own the Riverside RV Park in Black Canyon City?
The River's Edge RV Park.
Okay, all right.
And they just recently bought it, so they were doing remodels and stuff like that. And so they were, we had some family come down from Washington, and they've never felt an earthquake. And when it happened, they were in their trailer at the time. They have a big fifth-wheel trailer. And they said that it started going crazy, and it scared them. And they have dogs and stuff like that. Well, it's up on blocks and jacks and stuff like that. So it really, really, really started moving. my parents, they moved into a house that's 105 or 110 years old.
In Black Canyon City.
Yeah, in Black Canyon City.
That's cool.
And it's on the property. I don't know if you guys know of the old Stagecoach house.
Yes, yes.
That's theirs.
That's cool.
They own part of that, but their house is about 105 years old, and they said it's up on, like, these crazy construction blocks, and they were worried that it might fall off, but they didn't know what it was at first. They had no idea. It was weird. I was outside, and I just saw the trees start moving, but no wind. So I didn't know what was going on at the time.
Now, were you in Black Canyon City?
I was at the time.
Okay, all right.
And I didn't know what was going on. And so by the time I made it back to the house to see what my parents were doing, it was over. And then we had a couple aftershocks, I guess. I'm not 100% on how that works, but they said we had three of them. They said we had the main one, and then we had, like, two more aftershocks after that or something like that. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
But it was interesting, to say the least. I've never been through anything like that in my entire life. I'm 30, so
yeah,
I've lived here my whole life.
I've never felt it. My biggest fear after reading it in the morning was that the pumpkin pies fell off the shelves at Rock Springs and got mixed with the pecan pies.
Right? I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, but fortunately, all pies were in good shape at Rock Springs.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, Stephen, thanks for calling. I can imagine, in a trailer, my first thought was, well, maybe in a trailer you don't feel it quite so much because there's a suspension system. But the first thing you do when you park one of those units is you jack them down rigidly, and you actually have zero cushion at all. So I can't appreciate the fact that that must have been a rough and ride situation. Let's go. Our next caller would like to share his experience as well. Let's go to Art in Tempe. Good morning, Art. Thanks for calling in, my friend.
My wife heard it, and she thought that somebody threw something on the roof, and it bounced, and then it rolled off. And, of course, I slept through it. I didn't have my hearing aids on, and I slept through it. Anyway, I told the story, Anyway, Phoenix had an earthquake in the mid-30s. I was in grade school at the time, and it made the old lights swing off the ceiling. I remember that. And it was about the same time in the mid-30s, or close to it, some year close to it, that Phoenix had a severe cold snap, and it snowed, got a fair amount of snow, and it was cold enough that the snow stayed for about 4 days in the shade.
Wow. Now, Art, where were you in school in Phoenix in the 30s?
I went to the first school I went to was Capital School, and the next one was Osborne, and then I ended up going to Phoenix Union.
When did your folks get to Phoenix?
Well, we came out twice. We came out in about 35, and from Wisconsin, and stayed a year and a half. And we went back to Wisconsin for a year and a half. And I was a freshman in high school. In 39, we came out to stay in 39.
Wow. I imagine Phoenix had to have a population of about 70 or 80, maybe 100,000 back then.
Oh yeah. It wasn't much, I'll tell you.
So now, what was your father's vocation?
We lived on, the first time we lived on West Fillmore there, west of Grand Avenue. It was just a short distance from the cemetery out there.
Art,
near 27th Avenue, you know.
An Arizona pioneer tuning in and listening to Rosie on the House. I could keep you on the phone all day long telling stories about what it must have been like growing up in Arizona through the 30s. Art, thanks for your experience and sharing with us about the earthquake in Phoenix of the 1930s. Romy, let's see if we can squeeze Jim in here, and I think we have plenty of time. Jim calling from Gilbert. Good morning, Jim. We do have an open line for the rest of you that are tuned in. The number's 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Rosie.
What's your story, my friend?
Well, in 1965, I lived in Washington, and I just had gone to work for Boeing. It was my first day at Boeing, and we were on the Tide Flats in Renton, Washington. And the epicenter of the earthquake, and I think it was close to a 7, was right under us, because that was all fill that they filled to make Boeing plant. And anyway, I was just starting my job there. That was my first day. I'd been there about 2 hours or so, and all of a sudden I noticed the lights started to swing, and then the cable started to jump, and then I'm looking across the floor, and that concrete floor, which is, I know it's really thick, it looked like the ocean.
Wow.
And I just said to myself, oh, crap, I'm getting out of here. And my supervisor looked at me, and she says, get under the table. And I says, no, I don't want to under the table. I'm going outside. And so I ran out the door, and all the telephone wires and stuff were whipping. And I looked down the street, and you could see, you know, a long ways. And it looked just like the ocean. Everybody says concrete can't bend. Oh, yes, it can. And there was a sky bridge that went from our building over to the mock-up building. And you could see people's heads in there going up and down as the buildings on each side of the street were rising and falling at a different speed, you know. And it was just, it was crazy. And then I finally got, when it was over, I called my mom to see if she was all right. And she said she was having a dream. A train was coming through the house, and she woke up and looked at her feet, and her feet were going up and down. So she said she pulled the covers over her head and went back to sleep.
Oh, my goodness. And this was your first day on the job at Boeing. You were, I was always curious, you know, if you're at the very epicenter of the earthquake, is it like the eye of a hurricane, perfectly calm at that point, and just gets worse as you go out? But I guess the epicenter is pretty violent.
Well, everything was just rolling, just like the ocean. I mean, it was, I just couldn't believe it. I mean, it's something you can't imagine, and you can't get away from it.
Wow.
There's nowhere to go.
Now, you're currently in Phoenix. You're relocated to the Phoenix area. You're still in the aerospace industry?
No, I'm not. I'm basically retired now, but yeah, I'm still here. I'm in Gilbert. And another earthquake, though, that I was almost in was the one in Los Angeles, that last one in 92 or 93.
Yeah.
My wife and I was had a trucking business then, and I was in Fontana, California, and every day we were sitting there waiting for a load, we'd get little rumbles in the building, and, you know, they'd jump up and down and start rumbling. And I told my wife, I said, they're going to have a big earthquake. We got to get out of here. We got to get some load so we can get out of here. And finally, I found a load out of San Diego for 65 cents a mile, which does pay for the truck at that time. And I went down and got that load and went to Laredo. And Monday morning, they had the big quake.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Well, Jim, thanks for calling in. Another surviving quake experience from one of the Rosie on the House listeners. He was talking about Seattle. I haven't taken the opportunity to thank you, Romy, and thank Jennifer and Mike for filling in for me while I was out of town last Saturday. I try not to miss very many Saturdays. But I was in Dallas, Texas, and I was there with 200 of my closest contracting buddies from all over the country. And the contractors from Seattle were saying they are so busy, some of them are backed up as much as a year in work. Seattle absolutely now, is exploding right now. And I can remember the Seattle Depression where they had a billboard in downtown Seattle that said, last one out of Seattle, please turn out the lights.
Now, is it that they're backed up because they can't build every day like they are here? I mean, that's got to play into it. You know, you take that same
you'd have to ask
back
Mike,
workload
you know?
And move it to Phoenix or Arizona.
Would it only be 6 months back?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, the guys from Seattle, they were saying they are triple jammed. But is it weather? Is that what's causing the problem there, Mike? You work through the weather no matter what. Yeah. You just get used to it and you work wet.
Exactly. You got to get a nice pair of rain boots and just put it in. Put your time in. Nobody ever stopped. I mean, it had to be pretty nasty.
And the electric cords?
Yeah. It worked. It was fine. You just got to make sure you keep them off the ground.
Sounds like my kind of place. I'd fit right in there.
I think that's probably where the battery-operated jigsaw was invented.
Maybe so. So that's particularly interesting. Let's see if we can grab Spencer calling in from Sun City. It's Rosie on us. You want to take a break right now?
Yeah, let's break a little early so we got a little more time on the end.
Good call, Rome. Thanks for catching me on that.